want to say. In detail about specific personnel, I will not talk in detail about specific personnel, just so we're all clear on that. But here's what I will talk about. I was hired here, I was brought here to run, in my opinion, one of college football's finest programs at one of America's finest universities. I view that responsibility as very, very large, a big responsibility. When I was hired here, I was asked to make observations on the program right away, some that took longer than others. Some observations I made right away, some took 14, 15 months to make. And those observations, and then on top of that, to go ahead and make recommendations to my bosses, I take that responsibility very seriously. But at the end of the day, I'm a big boy, and I have understood from the outset that those responsibilities are mine. At the top of that responsibility list, at the top, is taking care of this program's players. The student-athletes in this football program are the number one priority to me. Their health and safety is the number one priority to me. It's not near the top. It's not around the top. It's at the top. And for anyone to suggest or perhaps outright accuse that anyone within Penn State's athletic program would do otherwise is irresponsible, reckless, and wrong. And you may believe that I'm only sitting here addressing the media with that comment, but I mean for anyone at Penn State, anyone in the media, anyone, I'm including anyone, to say such a thing is preposterous. In order to fulfill my role as the head football coach, I also need to assemble what I feel is the right team. The right team. The right team of coaches, the right team of strength coaches, the right team of academic people, my recommendations there, the right team of administrative assistants, the right team of recruiting personnel, the right team of janitors. These are the things that are under my responsibility as the head football coach at Penn State, and including my recommendations and observations of the medical staff. That is part of my responsibility as the head football coach at Penn State. And I want people to understand something here. This does not mean that I always choose who is the most qualified or recommend who is the most qualified in a particular craft or role, but I do and will always recommend or choose, as it relates to my coaching staff, who best fits into the organization and supports our direction and way of doing things. That's what I want to say right off the top, and now I'll take questions.
Thank you, Coach. We're going to start with questions today from Rich Scarcella.
Bill, how does the level of care at Penn State compare to places where you've coached previously?
Rich, it is the same, if not better, than everywhere that I've been and at numerous schools around the country as we speak right now. We will have a primary care physician at every single practice. We'll have a primary care physician even in the off season that's located right near here. We will have an orthopedic surgeon that will be here quite a bit, and they won't be at out there at every single practice, but they'll be in the offices, they'll be in the training room, they'll be around. They will be here all the time in some instances. And that is to me, comparable or better than just about everybody in the country and everywhere that I've been.
Joe Giuliano?
Yeah. Hey, Bill. Dr. Sebastianelli had been in his role for 21 years, and I think a lot of people really didn't understand the reasoning when he was replaced back in February. Can you shed any light on, you know, what your working relationship was with the doctor for the last year, and why you decided to move forward?
I believe that there was no problem with the medical care last year, 20 years ago, or now. I believe that there was no problem with the medical care. I said that. I've said that over and over again to my bosses. Okay? What I try to do is assemble the right team that believe in the same things, that behave the right way, the way that I see that the program should be run. I make those observations. I make those recommendations. And so that's what I did. I'm not going to get into, Joe, all of the things that I observed or recommended. That's a personnel issue. And at the end of the day, I think what needs to be said here, too, is that Wayne Sebastianelli is still the head of Penn State Sports Medicine. He's in charge of Penn State Sports Medicine. So I'm not going to go down the road of personnel decisions or personnel observations that I made. That's not fair to anyone involved. And so that's my answer to that question.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Gennaro Armas?
Yeah, Bill, you've referenced several times over the last month now the importance of the Penn State community to be unified. I'm wondering how you view this story in light of some of the broader issues that aren't maybe directly related to football referenced in the article.
Look, Gennaro, I appreciate the question. Look, I'm just trying. For the past 16 months that I've been here, along with my staff and everybody that works in this building, along with the players at Penn State, we're just trying to do our best. We're trying to do our best in the classroom. We're trying to do our best in the weight room. We're trying to do our best in the practice field. We're trying to do our best on the game field. That's what we're trying to do. We're recruiting what we believe are fantastic kids. We have fantastic guys in this program. We've got a hell of a coaching staff. We've got people that work in this building that are the best that I've ever been around. And we're just trying to do the best for Penn State. And at the end of the day, I wish people would see that and understand that. That's what we're trying to do. And I'm, you know, at the end of the day, it can get frustrating, but at the same time, I want people to understand that the number one priority to myself and our staff here at Penn State are our players. We have a deep connection with our players. We are battling an uphill battle. We are at 65 scholarships, 67 scholarships. You think for one second I would jeopardize the health and safety of this football team with 65 kids on scholarship? That's preposterous.
Bob Flounders?
Bill, you have a wealth of experience at the college level before you got to Penn State, being at Georgia Tech, Maryland, and Duke, but you've also been with the Patriots for a number of years. I was wondering, in your opinion, Bill, is there a difference in the dynamic of the relationship between the head trainer and the team doctor on the NFL and the college level? And is the NFL model maybe something you would like to see Penn State maybe move a little bit closer to?
I think the model that we have here right now, Bob, which is really the same model that we had last year, my first year here, is the model that is appropriate for Penn State. I believe in that model. I believe in the model that we have right now, which we sent to Sports Illustrated. We sent you guys that know me, our beat writers that have been around me now for a year. I'm not sitting in this office trying to hide. I sent what we sent from Penn State, our medical synopsis, to Sports Illustrated. That was not in the article. We had our dean of the medical school had significant amount of quotes. That was not in the article. I spent much time on Sunday on the phone with Sports Illustrated back and forth. I didn't have any quotes in that article. And to me, what that article was to me was a character assassination on Dave Joyner. That's what that article was. And it wasn't anything other than that. The care for our players medically is superb.
Neil Rudell?
Bill, when you took the job, did you anticipate some level of undermining because of the situation that existed when you got there, and has it exceeded that?
I didn't, Neil, I didn't anticipate anything. I came into the job with a good deal of experience, albeit no head coaching experience, but I came into the job with a lot of experience, having worked for a lot of great people. And I had just worked for, in my opinion, the best head coach in the National Football League, and I had worked for fantastic college coaches. So all I tried to do was come in here and be myself and try to observe and do what was right for the players every single day. How could anyone anticipate being undermined? I mean, we're all trying to win football games and graduate players. Like who would undermine that? I don't even think in that world. I'm not even in that realm.
I mean, do you feel you are being undermined?
No, I don't. I come to work every day, Neil. I work with our staff. I work with our players. I try to do the right thing for Penn State. I guess I'm naive. I don't think any. Why would anyone undermine us? Like, what would they want to undermine?
Mark Wogenrich?
Yeah, quickly, Bill, could you address Garrett Lerner part of that story?
Garrett Lerner, you read the story. You know, Garrett Lerner obviously was burned with the STEM machine. We treated Garrett Lerner. I believe that Garrett Lerner believes in the fact that we treated him well here at Penn State. I'm not a doctor, Mark, so I can't get into the specifics. I mean, I just know that Garrett Lerner is a fantastic kid that believed in the way he was treated here at Penn State.
Mark Brennan?
Bill, this is about as proactive as I could remember Penn State, the athletic department, being toward any controversy in terms of coming out and forcefully saying stuff. Does this mark sort of a change in your view from the way maybe things have been handled?
Look, Mark, I'm just at the end of the day, I'm just a guy that, along with our staff, we're just guys and women in this football program that are just trying to do the best for Penn State. So when we feel like there are things out there that just aren't accurate, that are way off base, I believe as a university we need to argue that and fight that and not take it lying down. And that's the way I feel about this. And so I don't know. Somebody told me to call into you guys. So I'm calling in because I'm here to answer questions, and that's what I've done. I do not hire and fire doctors. I don't know anything about being a doctor. I just know that I'm in charge of this football program, and I have to observe every aspect of this program to do what's right for our players. And that's what I've done from the day I got here, and then I make recommendations up the chain.
Nate Bauer?
Bill, one of the issues raised in the article that you know, they take issue with that Dr. Lynch can't practice, I guess, at Mount Nittany. But as I understand it, it's not a complicated procedure to have standing at Mount Nittany. Is there any push to allow him to be able to practice there?
I don't get involved in that, Nate. That's not my realm. That's not my job description. All I know is that whether it's Dr. Lynch or whatever we will have in place over at Mount Nittany, which is 3 minutes away from our field, we will have people here at a moment's notice if we need that. My point is that the operation of our medical staff here is no different than it's ever been.
Frank Badani?
Bill, could you talk a little bit about the reaction to players on your squad when they heard about the article, saw the article? Have you been able to gauge that so far?
I think our players here, Frank, to be honest with you, having been here for 16 months and having had to deal with so many different things, I give a lot of credit to our players. I mean, I've said it over time and time again. The main reason why I'm here is because of our players. I absolutely cannot state that enough, what I feel about our players. I feel that these are fantastic kids, and I feel that they do a great job of focusing on the task at hand, which right now for them is developing their own individual skill sets, their own individual strength levels, their own individual conditioning levels, so that they can be the best they can be at training camp. And also, many of them are taking classes, so they're trying to get ahead academically. These players ignore the noise. They feel, to a man, our players here feel that they're being well taken care of in our training room.
Mark Dent?
Hey, Bill. Just to kind of go back up to, I think Janelle was asking earlier about the unity and everything with regards to this article, and what in your power do you think that you can do to kind of, precipitate or endorse unity to the best that you can?
Look, Mark, you know, I answered this with Gennaro. I'm not here. I'm not the unity coach. You know what I mean? I'm not the coach of unity. I'm the football coach. It's my job to do the best job I can for the football program as long as I'm the head football coach here. I'm not the unity coach.
Mike Gross?
Hi, Bill. What do you feel was the motivation for this? I know you said something about a vendetta against Joyner.
Wait a minute now. I didn't say anything about a vendetta against Joyner. I just read the article, just like you guys did, and I felt like Dave Joyner, who's, I think, a first-class individual, I think he's doing the best job he can in a very difficult situation, and I feel like his character was attacked in that article. I didn't say anything about a vendetta.
Okay,
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm sorry. I didn't say a word about a vendetta. Hey, Stephanie, how many more questions are we taking?
We have six.
Six? No, we got three.
All right, we got three then.
Three more.
Scott Brown, let's go.
Bill, if you had to do much damage control specifically with guys who have signed or guys you're recruiting now, and what have you told
them? No.
Travis Johnson?
Nelson suggested you guys did a little bit of benchmarking over the winter, looking at other programs and kind of how their medical staffs are organized and that sort of thing. And the information that he just released not too long ago, it seems like Penn State compares very favorably to other Big Ten schools and other top schools. I'm just curious if you had any role in that, you know, reaching out to other schools or any role in that benchmarking process, if any.
No, I didn't have any role in that. I urge Tim Bream, and I just urge our medical staff to always look for the best way of doing things. That's all I do. I'm not a doctor. I'm not in charge of the doctors. I just urge them to always be cutting edge, looking for things to help our players.
Derek LaVars?
Bill, how did the transition to the new medical team go during spring practice? Were there any adjustments needed to be made, or did everything go pretty smoothly, did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought that these guys were here. They were very receptive to our players. Our players were very receptive to them. And I think it was very, very smooth, and our players were well taken care of, as they will be into the future.
Last question, Travis Johnson. Donnie Collins?
All right. I'm here, Steph, if I can.
Who is it?
Dave Jones.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I'm going to read you a quote a couple hours ago, I believe, from Anthony Lebrano. I didn't talk to him. This is what he said. He said he was concerned by what he sees as a turn more toward an NFL-type model for medical care, and this is his quote. The fear is that in becoming more like the NFL, there might be more of a rush to get the student back on the field. Is that a risk we're willing to take? Do you have any reaction to that at all?
I don't know where anyone can just say a quote about something that they know nothing about. I don't understand. I don't comprehend it. I don't understand how someone can make a quote about something that they know nothing about, and then the quote is not true. The quote is not true. We have a model that is used by many, many Division I schools across the country. It is the model that we've used here. So I don't know how anyone who's not involved with this program can make a quote like that. I can't even comprehend that, David.
Does that constitute the undermining that someone mentioned?
I don't. who in the world would try to undermine us? Like that, whoever, if there's somebody out there trying to undermine us, they need to look in the mirror. I mean, why in the world would you try to undermine something that is good? We've got fantastic kids here. We've got great academics. We've got, a fantastic fan base. Like, I can't even comprehend that, David, why somebody, I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody else.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
Coach, do you have time for one more, or do you need to go?
Yeah, one more.
Jeff Rice.
I got my son's Little League game in 15 minutes, so if I'm late to that, I might be divorced.
Jeff Rice?
Bill, in the time that you've been at Penn State, since you got here 16 months ago, have parents or players' families asked questions, like during recruiting visits, about the medical facilities? Do you take them around and show them, and what kind of feedback, what kind of feedback do you get from them even before this story came out?
Whether it's recruiting or whether it's our current players and their parents, they are more than welcome. I've seen parents upon parents in our training room. I mean, Kyle Carter's mom's been in our training room. I mean, you go right down the list. Michael Mowdy's dad was in our training room, mom and dad. You can go right down the list of guys that have been injured or parents that have had questions. We are very open to the parents. I mean, I've spoken to, just on other subjects today alone, I've spoken to three parents. So, yeah, we definitely educate our parents as best we can on all aspects of the program.